This week, the Senate worked together to pass a bill to address the skills gap, a bill that will help workers find jobs and employers find the skilled employees they need. While it's not a silver bullet to job creation, it does take the first step towards fixing one of the biggest obstacles to job growth in our state. Wisconsin workers are struggling in the current lagging economy, and we should be doing everything we can to assist them. Grants to help schools and businesses train workers for jobs available now is a good long-term policy to combat the stagnant economy, but we must do more. Senate and Assembly Democrats came together at the beginning of session to introduce a package of bills to create jobs now. This bill was very similar to one of those proposed, but meets only one of the range of needs that the Jobs Now plan addresses. For example, small businesses across the state are struggling to find access to capital that would allow them to grow and create more jobs. The Small Business Credit Now bill would allow businesses to work with the state to turn tax credits into a grant, giving them immediate access to the capital they need. The Small Business Credit Now proposal is just one of the many good bills Democrats have introduced. Other bills encourage state and local governments to buy goods and services from Wisconsin-based businesses and help Wisconsin manufacturers to build in-state supply chains. And our package helps Wisconsin do a better job of attracting business investments from out of state. Wisconsin Democrats are working to help create good-paying, family-supporting jobs and building a brighter economy for Wisconsin's hardworking middle-class families.